Agencies are preparing for a more dangerous fall flu season as a result of the H1N1 or swine flu strain. The threat is a reminder that public safety agencies must have a continuity of operations, or COOP plan, which was established in 2004 in the Department of Homeland Security Headquarters COOP guidance document. Each public safety agency is encouraged to develop COOP plans that meet the unique needs of the areas they serve. So today, I spoke with Glendale Fire Department Chief Mark Burdick about his department's plan. Burdick joined Glendale Fire Department in 1983. He progressed through the ranks and was appointed chief in August of 2002. He has a bachelor's degree from Ottawa University in 1989 and gained a master's degree from the university in 2001. Thank you for joining us, Chief.
Thank you for having me, Mary Rose.
Can you first talk to us a little bit about the COOP program? It states agencies must prioritize essential functions. How did your department identify and prioritize such functions?
Well, the Glendale's Office of Emergency Management coordinated a citywide evaluation of essential services and functions, basically. The functions were viewed not only by our operational staff, but also by personnel and support areas such as IT, finance, budget, those kind of areas. Then beyond that, the functions were ranked into four tiers, with the highest priority given to a service that, if not delivered within a, say, like a 12-hour period, that would have a significant impact to services that versus one that would not have a significant or negative impact. That's basically how we lined it up, by breaking that into that tier system of what would be worst down to what would be least impacted.
Are there specific changes to the department's COOP plan because of the current pandemic flu?
Yes, we've looked at several things, and during any emergency, you know, obviously the essential functions have to be provided and continue to be provided for the public's health, safety, and welfare. What we did was we took an all-hazards plan that is, you know, that's kind of the most current way we look at this, these type of situations, is an all-hazards plan that can be implemented during the pandemic, but it can also be used in any kind of natural or man-made disaster. So specifically when you say, did we change? I think we've really embraced the all-hazards approach to our planning.
And what additional steps has your department taken to ensure the continuity of operations for this specific flu season coming in the fall?
Well, first off, Glendale Fire is heading a planning committee to review flu preparedness activities and response plans. The committee consists of police, human resources, and several other stakeholders to ensure that we're preparing to support all city employees and our citizens. Next, the committee is organized using, again, the unified command structure, all hazards kind of approach. So the personnel involved in planning are part of the incident management team if we need to stand up a response operation, if we actually go to a full activation. And then finally, the co-op plans are designed to recover and support functions for up to 30 days. One of the planning considerations in regards to the pandemic influenza is what happens after 30 days, or if the flu affects the city in waves, as some experts have suggested.
And how would communication systems be safeguarded if there was a major event or to do with the flu or any other kind of larger scale event?
Well, we've got several things in our area. One is that Glendale is part of the Valley of the Sun, the greater Phoenix metropolitan area, and we do have automatic aid. So the Phoenix Fire Department's regional dispatch system has a number of safeguards and redundancies built in. But the nice thing with the automatic aid system is incorporated into that, we also have our own police department in Glendale, as well as our own IT department that provides additional redundancies and additional safeguards. So in that piece, we feel, you know, fairly secure that we've got, again, in this type of a situation where we're really looking at a lot of people out being sick, that we have those redundancies built in that we'll be able to maintain effective communications.
Sounds good. And what other advice would you give chiefs on the process of developing a COOP plan?
I think the greatest advice would be to coordinate or include all of your, if you're a municipal jurisdiction, to include all your city departments. If you're a district, obviously you'd go out to the county, regional partners, but include the departments, the stakeholders for comprehensive all hazards co-op plan rather than developing an individual department plan. I think that's very important. The classic thing, we look outside the box. How is that going to impact others? Then, when possible, take the opportunity to collaborate again with the regional partners so that there is a standardized plans in place, and truly to avoid reinventing the wheel on this and not statewide plans in place that are already there. We don't have to go back and reinvent those. We can simply tag into those. To emphasize that point, I guess, if your department already has written plans, now's the time to pull them out, you know, dust them off, make sure that what you've got is consistent to what you need. And the final piece I would say is that when you're looking at this, I think the most important thing for other chiefs is that we also look at the human factor of this, and that is that your personnel is, this is different than a single event that has basically has the disaster and now it's recovery. This is a potential to be an ongoing event that you have folks that are ill, they come back, another group of folks gets ill. So this is more like a wildland issue. You know, this is ongoing. So I think the chiefs need to be prepared for a longer, incident than just, okay, maybe my folks will be out sick, then they're going to get well and everybody's back. This, again, we mentioned earlier, is going to be waves. You've got to look at that and be prepared for what to do. And then be prepared for people to be out longer than typical also, because you one thing we know, everyone's going to get sick. So you may have folks out, then they're going to be out to take care of loved ones. Whereas a standard flu season, we just haven't dealt with this.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time today, Chief.
Mary Rose, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That completes our podcast. This is Mary Rose Roberts. Thank you for listening.